It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
Going to be a hot day, but if you want to cool off, head on down to Mayo Park and take a quick dip in the lake. Always something fun to do. Always fun things there at Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. That's the phone number. The address, 1013 Neal Store Road. If you want to stop in and make reservations to where you can park your RV and camp over the weekend, or maybe you want to rent a cabin, they also have primitive tent sites available there at Mayo Park. LeBron, here it is, hot weather time. But you know what? Any time is a good time to be at Mayo Park.
That is correct, Rob. So, you know, yesterday I was out there. Yesterday, there was a lot of people. Well, not a lot of people. It was a few people out there swimming, but not like the weekend. I'm sure, you know, as the summer goes on, as the days go by, you know, especially towards the weekend, it's a lot busier out there on the lake with swimming and other, you know, boating activities and other, you know, water activities per se. This weekend, you know, I tell people, a lot of people call me up, you know, you got anything for the weekends for rent? You know, the weekends are pretty much, you know, very solid, you know, throughout the summer. Well, not all the way through, but like I was telling somebody yesterday, most of the time people get here on Sundays, get on Fridays, and they leave on Sundays. As far as the campground goes, as far as the lake goes, you know, this past weekend wasn't too busy, Rob. We had our last bass tournament of the year. For the most part, it was just, you know, for that morning, it was just the bass boats out there. You know, as the day goes on, you know, a few of the wake boats, a few of the, you know, the pontoons and jet skis started to come out. But this weekend was a very pretty much chill, laid back weekend. But come on out and enjoy the lake. It's a very, very beautiful lake just to get out. And speaking of the bass tournament, Rob, we did have our last bass tournament, you know, for the spring season. We had one every second Saturday, February through June. We won't have no more until October. The date has not been set yet. But, Rob, we had we did a three-fish tournament this past weekend. We kept three fish with 22 boats, but needless to say, the winning weight was 17 pounds with three fish.
Wow.
That's pretty good for three fish.
I would say so, yeah.
Then the other two runner-ups had 14 pounds and a few ounces on to separate the second and third place. So thank you for all the guys that came out to fish in our tournaments every second Saturday. It was a lot of regulars, a lot of new faces, but needless to say, thank you, everybody that came out.
Again, for more information on Mayo Park, 336-597-7806, or stop in at 1013 Neal Store Road in Roxboro. That's the address of the Education and Environment Building. And something else, you can log on to PersonCountyNC.gov. That's PersonCountyNC.gov for more information about Playing in Person, Mayo Park, and other things that are sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department. LeBron, just a quick question. With the camping there at Mayo Park, pretty much the point you was getting across, that if someone wanted to go down and camp, say, maybe between Monday and Thursday, you do have open times for that. But just a lot of the weekend RV sites are booked, correct?
That is correct, Rob. Not every weekend is booked, but it's hit and miss. You know, and that's pretty much, you know, through kind of like the summertime. So, you know, somehow we're going to, y'all full every weekend? We're not 100% full, but for the most part, every weekend, Rob, this past weekend, man, it was just a pretty weekend. We didn't have no campsites. We didn't have no cabins. Mother's Day weekend, we didn't have no campsites, no RVs. So, yeah, just call ahead. That's my biggest advice for anybody calling out there, anybody wanting to camp. Please plan ahead. That's the best advice that I can give you, Rob.
336-597-7806 or 1013 Neal Store Road in Roxboro is the address of the Education and Environment Building located right there at Mayo Park. That is the office. And also, PersonCountyNC.gov. For more information, we'll be back with more Playing in Person. It's Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is with us. Want to make mention of some workshops at the Kirby. The Kirby Cultural Arts Complex is located in beautiful uptown Roxboro. The strategy zone, That class will be June 20th through the 23rd. That's a cost of $70. The class will be from 9:30 to 11:30. Ages 8 to 13 are welcome. And then when books come alive, that will be those same dates, June 20th through the 23rd. The cost is $7. That workshop and class will be between 1 and 3 p.m., and that's open to ages 6 to 13. Then, Watercolor Explosion, June 27th through the 30th, from 9:30 till 11:30 a.m., open to ages 8 through 13. That cost is $75. Textiles and Fiber Arts, July 18th through the 21st, 9:30 till 11:30, open to ages 8 through 13. That cost $70. Then Global Art Adventure, June 27th through the 30th, 1 to 3 p.m., open to ages 8 to 13. The cost is $70. And then Creepy Crawly Insects, July 18th through the 21st, 1 to 3 p.m., open to ages 6 to 13. That cost is $70. You can call the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex at 336-597-1709 or stop by in person. The Kirby Art Gallery is open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5, Saturdays, 10 to 4. Or you can log on to PersonCountyNC.gov for more information. LeBron, you may mention something about a youth fishing camp coming up.
That is correct, Rob. It's something we've been doing for many years now. We will continue to do it because it's always been a huge success, Rob. So we have the Little Lunkers Fishing Camp that's scheduled for next Tuesday, a week from today, June 31st. Again, the Little Lunkers Fishing Camp, and it's from 9 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock. So we get in, and we try to get out before it gets too hot out there or before, kids get antsy. But needless to say, next Tuesday, we will have the Little Lunkers Fishing Camp. And it's for ages 9, I'm sorry, it's from 9 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock, and it's for ages 5 to 12. All right, from ages 5 to 12, and it's on just a small fee of $5. That's all it costs is $5 for that. Just simply meet us at the, if you come up to our office, the educational building, right before you get to the boat ramp, we can meet us there. We basically just can go from there down to the boat ramp or down there to the fishing area. Again, our Little Lunkers Fishing Camp is scheduled for next week, June 31st, and it's from 9 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock, and it's from ages 5 through 12. So just come on out and enjoy it. We'll be teaching them, how to throw a fishing line, hopefully we can catch them some fish, how to tie fish, what type of fish there are in the lake, just general knowledge about fishing on Mayo, about fishing period, not necessarily Mayo, just about generally fishing, Rob.
And that's 1 week from today,
LeBron? 1 week from today, June 31st.
No, June 21st.
June 21st, that's correct, I apologize. June 1 week from today, next Tuesday, June 21st, from 9 o'clock in the morning to 11, and it's for ages 5 through 12. Boys and girls, it's not just, we don't discriminate, so boys and girls are limited. It does not, we're only 2 hours out there at a time with the kids. We know how kids can be, they can get antsy, especially when it gets hot. Just give us a call at 597-7806 for more information to get signed up for the event, or just let us know you're coming. That's what we ask. It doesn't cost anything to register. It doesn't cost anything to pre-register, but it is a $5 fee. Again, just give us a call.
Well, now, LeBron, with that being said, it's a $5 fee, but do they need to bring fishing equipment or anything like that?
So a lot of kids, Rob, they like their own little Spider-Man fishing pole, their little mermaid. Fishing poles. So if they have that, please, yes, please bring it. But if not, we will have fishing poles. We will have some bait for them. So if they don't have bring that fishing pole, that's perfectly fine. We will provide them for it. But the main thing is just bring a kid out. We can show them how to fish. Hopefully, we'll catch them some fish. There's nothing better than seeing the look on their face, when they're happy, when they got a fish on the line. So, yes, please come on out. And if you know a kid that needs something to do from next Tuesday, June 31st, or wants to learn about fishing, come on out with us, and we'd be more than happy to take them fishing. And also, Rob, with that being said, that following Saturday, June the 25th, we will have our youth fishing derby. This is our annual event. This is the 21st, I believe, 21st or 25th fishing derby we've had at Mayo. That is scheduled for next Saturday, June 25th, and that's same time, Rob, 9 to 11. That's from ages 5 to 12 also. So basically, Rob, on Tuesday, we'll have the camp, and then that next Saturday, people that's in the camp, they're welcome to come back to the fishing derby. And the fishing derby is, like I said, it's kind of like a little small fishing tournament for the kids. Lunch will be provided. We give out the prizes to the biggest fish, the smallest fish, the most fish, and it's just a little whatnots or whatever. So come on out next Tuesday, the 21st, to learn how to fish, and then the following Saturday for the fishing derby. For more information, just give me a call at 597-7806.
Sounds like a good event, to say the least. We'll take a break from Playing in Person. It's the Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Now, LeBron, again, 1 week from today, is the youth fishing derby, more or less, correct?
Youth fishing camp. Yes, Rob. So, yeah, with the youth fishing camp, it's a little bit different from the derby. We do have a derby next Saturday, but the youth fishing camp, we basically teach kids. It's just a fishing camp. The basic of fishing, the type of fish, how to catch a fish, how to throw your line, how to throw your hook out there, how to use a fishing pole, just general basic stuff, Rob. Again, that is next Tuesday from 9 o'clock in the morning to 11, and it's for ages 5 through 12. Any volunteers, we will solicit volunteers for that would like to help us out. So that will be appreciative. Also, if they don't know how to throw a fishing pole, that's fine. I can promise you by the time they leave today, they will be throwing a fishing pole by themselves. So again, that's next Tuesday. Our annual youth fishing camp starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. Just a small $5 fee. And then, as Rob was saying, that following Saturday, we will have the youth fishing camp. The youth fishing derby. The youth fishing derby is just like a fishing tournament. We will give out prizes for the biggest, the smallest, the most fish, the fish that weighs the most, and just a little whatnots. We will be giving out that on next Saturday, the 25th. So please just give us a call if you got any information or got questions for us at 597-7806,
Rob. LeBron, any other thing you want to pass along to the listeners?
No, we do got a couple fall youth sports coming up. We're going to do something different this year, Rob. I'm not going to say we've never done it before, but fall youth basketball will be coming up, so be on the lookout for that. Adult soccer registration, we will have adult soccer for the fall. That's not until the fall, but go ahead and start getting your teams together for that. However, we will have adult women's volleyball registration. That is going on. That will end in 2 weeks, July 1st. So if you're interested in playing adult women's volleyball, please go ahead and sign up for that. Call us at 597-1755.
Appreciate you coming out this morning. Have a good day.
My pleasure.
Rated number 1 for Person County listeners, WKRX, my hometown station.